Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15, Instructions for Civilized Human Beings, Text Number 59. Shityadinam ihartanam chayana kamamepihi na sangato viharka vikarapi na pritan navito mrisha shiti adinam. Of the five elements, beginning with earth, iha, in this world, artanam, of these, those five elements, chaya, shadow, na, neither, katama, which of them, api, indeed, he, certainly, na, vikaraha, transformation, cha, api, although, na, pritak, not separated, na, anvitaha, nor inherent in, mrisha, all these theories are without substance. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In this world, there are five elements, namely earth, water, fire, air, and ether. But the body is not a reflection of them, nor a combination or transformation of them, as the body and its ingredients are neither distinct nor amalgamated. All such theories are insubstantial. Purport. A forest is certainly a transformation of the earth. But one tree does not depend on another tree. If one is cut down, this does not mean that the others are cut down. Therefore, the forest is neither a combination nor a transformation of the trees. The best explanation is given by Krishna himself. Maya tatam idam sarvam jagaravyakta murtina matsani sarvabhutani nachaham teshavasitaha. By me and my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. The Bhagavad Gita 9.4. Everything is an expansion of Krishna's energies. As is said, Parasha Shaktir Vivadaiva Shuyate. The Lord has multiple energies, which are expressed in different ways. The energies are existing, and the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, also exists simultaneously, because everything is His energy. He is simultaneously one with and different from everything. Thus, our speculative theory is that Atma, the living force, is a combination of matter, that matter is a transformation of the soul, or that the body is part of the soul, are all insubstantial. Since the Lord's energies are simultaneously existing, one must understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but although He is everything, He is not present everywhere. The Lord must be worshipped in His original form as Krishna. He can also present Himself in any one of His various expanded energies. When we worship the deity of the Lord in the temple, the Lord appears to be stone or wood. Now, because the Supreme Lord does not have a material body, He is not stone or wood, yet alone. But stone and wood are not different from Him. Thus, we worship stone or wood, we get no result. But when the stone and wood are represented in the Lord's original form, by worshiping the deity, we get the desired result. This is supported by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, Achintya Beda Beda Tattva. which explains how the Lord could present himself everywhere and anywhere in a form of energy to accept service from the devotee. In this world, there are five elements, namely earth, water, fire, air, and ether. The body is not a reflection of them, nor a combination or transformation of them, because the body and its ingredients are neither distinct nor amalgamated. All such theories are insubstantial. When we talk about the five elements, bhumi, air, apan, lo, vayu, kam, and then buddha, eva, cha, mana. Bhumi, air, apan, lo, vayu, kam, mano, buddha, eva, cha, ahankara, iti, yame, bina, prakriti, ashtada. We're talking about energies. In other words, earth is solid energy, like what I'm sitting on. Water is what keeps this earth together. Fire is what transforms one substance to the next. And air is what moves things along. Kam, or ether, is that which holds things in its place, which everything is sustained by. And of course, then we have mind, intelligence, and false ego. So these energies, they certainly work within the body, but they're not the body. As a matter of fact, the body, according to the scientists, is 99.9% space. So the body is really mostly space, but we take it as something solid. So this idea that earth, water, fire, air, and ether has created a body. This is, first of all, there's no one body. We're getting one body after another. Like in a movie, one slide is shown after another to make the appearance of moving. So at every moment, this material world is being created and being annihilated. And so it appears something's going on. So, boom, yes, yatma buddhi, kundape, tritaduke, sudikala, tradishu, bhomi ijade. That anyone who thinks himself to be a product of kapha, pitta, and vata. That's one of the symptoms of being on the level of a cow or an ass. Because earth combines with water to form kapha, fire combines with water to form pitta, and air and ether form together to create vata. So kapha is in the body, is generally meant for stability, while pitta is meant for transformation. For instance, when we're eating, if we eat something, we hope it's transformed in such a way as to have some value for the body. Similarly, air is what moves everything, vata and pitta, air and ether. Because unless you have air, I should say, unless you have ether, there's nothing for the air to move in. And if you only have ether but you don't have any air, then nothing happens. Everything's stopped. Although we cannot perceive ether, but the conception is that it's a space in which everything moves. Similarly, pitta is made out of water and fire because neither one of them would exist very well without the other in the body. If you only had fire in the body, you definitely get you get heartburn, acidity. And if you only had water, then you get indigestion. So fire always exists within water in the body. Similarly with kapha, earth and water, if you only had earth in the body specifically, then you get things like gallbladder stones or kidney stones. If you only have water, too much water, and it's not balanced, then you get edema, which is a swelling up due to excessive water. So these energies exist within the body in harmony in order to perform the necessary activities of the body, such as digestion, elimination, and production. But they themselves are not the body. Matter of fact, what is the body? The body is our conception of what we think it is. We don't actually see things as they actually are, nor do we even see what to speak of the soul and the super soul. But here it says we should not identify ourselves or anything in this material world. It's simply a product of only different energies. There are also things that are the soul, the super soul, the souls and the super soul, which are consciously acting in such a way that Krishna, through his material nature, transforms his energy into different kinds of activities. Of course, if one comes under the control of the spiritual energy, then one is in harmony with Krishna. And therefore, Krishna makes the arrangements of how these different spiritual energies will be transformed. Matter covered by illusion is called material, or a spiritual energy covered by illusion is called material. And when that same energy is dovetailed in Krishna's service, then it's regained its spiritual quality. So one may wonder, how is it said here that the body is not a reflection of them, nor a combination or transformation of them? So actually, in its explanation, what it says is, because the body and its ingredients are neither distinct nor amalgamated, all such theories are insubstantial. In other words, this body is really not completely separated from the environment that we're living in. We just have some demarcation of my body, your body, this energy here, but it's not so distinct. There's energies flowing in the body and there's flowing energies out of the body every moment. And the body itself is not as substantial as we think it is, since it's always in flux, always changing at every moment. So therefore, to say that the body is made out of these five elements, whatever, there's many other things going on besides just five elements. That someone is using those five elements plus other things, such as the doshas, the constitution, the emotions, the intelligence, the perceptions, all to make transformations on the body. In any case, Prabhupada uses this purport to try to defeat the Mayavadi philosophy. Krishna is everywhere, Maya Tatamidam Sarvam. Krishna pervades everything, every atom, in between the atoms also. And of course we know that doesn't mean that Krishna is lost. It just means that his energies are pervading everywhere. And he himself is controlling those energies. And therefore one should see simultaneously everything is one with Krishna, and yet different from him. Because he's using these energies to fulfill his desires. And therefore everything is perfectly in his control all the time. And even the free will of the soul means that either the soul can choose to be under the spiritual energy or under the material energy. If he chooses to serve Krishna, then he comes under the control of the spiritual energy. And when he wants to serve his sense gratification, he comes under the control of the illusory energy. So I'm actually going to stop there. Any questions? Yes.
What is the matter? Where is the matter in those elements if it's not those five? Substance which...
What substance? Most of what we think is substantial is just our imagination due to our perception. We're experiencing the material energy through our consciousness, and because the material nature is such energies of Krishna, because our consciousness just misinterprets what we're actually experiencing by sight, by hearing, by smell, by taste. So what this material energy is actually like will be perceived when we actually become Krishna conscious.
But the verse says the body is not this. So
it's not just a combination of those things. We can't say you take those elements together, you're going to get a body. There's more to the body than just those things, those gross and subtle, gross elements. There's also the energies that transform those energies, those gross elements, into what seems to be like a body. So the body has it, those elements, those energies in it, but it's not just those energies. And ultimately we have to take into account Krishna also. That he's the one who's arranging through his material energy these bodies, but appear to us to be substantial, but actually they're just one after another, they're just changing. Like in a movie. It appears that the movie's going on, but actually it's just one snapshot after another, going very quickly. Anything else? I would do it right, I didn't have a question today. Okay. Thank you very much. Krandirai Shimad Bhagavatam Kijai.